Hello, friends, and good evening. My name is Testimona. You might be watching this on YouTube or Substack, or perhaps you are listening to the podcast on an audio streaming platform. It has been a very long time since I've done a video episode. It's been a long time since I've done a solo podcast episode in general. And friends, that is because I am in the middle of making an album and we are almost done. However, if you are on my YouTube or Substack, you already know. But if you used to tune into the podcast and I disappeared for a year, that would be why. So, one thing to discuss, or possibly just a question to ask this evening, and I figured I would do a video episode as this is actually my last, one of my last evenings in this place before I get to pack it up and move to a new spot. So I'm actually very excited about this, but I was taking a break and reading one of Rudolf Steiner's collections. This book is called How to Know Higher Worlds. I will show you the cover for the people that are watching in case you would like to explore this yourself. If you are subscribed to my Substack, you've heard me talk about Steiner before, but that is what the cover looks like. It is a bizarrely large book, but that's what it looks like. And there's a few lines in here that stood out to me. And when I read them, especially one of them, a question came to mind. Who really owns who? When we talk about the big they, the government, the so-called elite, we have so many names for them. And then we have so many names for ourselves, right? We might say we the people, we might say the citizenry, we might say the peasants, we might say all kinds of things, right? It does get worse. We are not always very nice about ourselves when we speak on ourselves, but who really owns who? And I've written about this. The title was We Are the Agents in the Matrix That We Seek to Escape. I'll link that article below. But let me just break down why that question came to mind. So the line that I read, and this, I hope people don't misunderstand when something says knowledge of higher worlds, because when you're dealing with esoteric or spiritual sciences, it is not at all the pursuit of knowing or understanding just for the sake of knowledge. That is incredibly dangerous. That is how we are in this transhumanist dystopia in the first place. And it is, there's nothing spiritual about that, actually, but that's a different conversation. I was on Ozfest two nights ago on Rumble. So if you want to check out the episode on that show with the Mighty Humanzi, we did discuss that. It's a much longer episode than this will be. So what I read here, friends, is, in regards to the spiritual initiate, Rudolf Steiner writes, "It will always be found that they who really know are the most modest of men, and that nothing is further from their nature than what is called the lust for power." Nothing is further from those who really know than the lust for power. Nothing could be further from them than the need to have power over anybody or anything else. Before I read the other quote, which I may or may not, I do want to pause here, especially given all the noise right now about the Epstein files and it's something nuts every other day, but the Epstein files is making a lot of noise right now. And why would you expect the people that have always lied to you to give you the truth? Like, this is kind of abusive relationship 101. Like, You can't keep going back to your abuser expecting fucking Prince Charming. You know what I mean? Like, that's not where you are going to find the salve for the poison that you have ingested. You're not going to find it with more poison, right? So we have this wanting to know the truth, to know what's going on, you know, blah, blah, blah. Why are we allowing ourselves to be governed in general? So the anarchists, sovereignty, family, voluntarists, this following commentary is not for you, but I think you're intelligent enough to understand that if the shoe does not fit, don't put it on and dance with it. Okay, internet. So there's that. But why, first off, it just blew my mind, because if we look at the people that run the world, right? The world, it's not really the world, but this thing that we've all collectively created, it's not just them. It's very interesting what a play, literal theater, scripted, all these characters playing their roles. It's an interesting play that we are choosing to be governed, period. That's a sentence on its own. That's valid. But also by people who have no fucking idea, like, about anything, because they are driven by the lust for power. They're obsessed to an actually quite alarming degree, right? Because some of the worst atrocities out there are committed with this corrupted impulse, right? This complete, you're breaking the laws of life, right? It's a complete violation of natural law. Nobody has the right to infringe upon anybody else's free will. End game, period. That is the way that it is, right? But we have these people that we yell and yell and yell from the sidelines. Tell us the truth about all the lies you've been telling. Tell us the truth about what happened to all those kids that you guys have been trafficking. Like, what? What? Prosecute your own for all the things that you guys did. What? Asking for the wrong stuff for the wrong people. But there is an attitude that people tend to take toward their chosen overlords, right? You don't have to be ruled over, but we choose it as a collective. We do. It doesn't have to be that way, but we choose it because we want to stay in the artificial womb, right? So we choose it, but it's like from these people. And that's kind of the ultimate design flaw, is it not? Because if it was somebody, if it was truly people you could trust as guides in some way, right? For life, right? Let's say you do want to elect a group of people to be in charge of some very important facet of life, which at present moment, we seem to have a governing body or authority for fucking everything. Excuse my language. I'll try to not, you know, drop F-bombs every other word, but we didn't. But that's the thing, is that if we were choosing people of truly high character, they wouldn't want to rule over us. They would, sure, they might provide guidance, but the impulse in a person with developed quality of character, so with a heart and a soul in kind of simple terms, but somebody who's more developed internally, right? Not just people who know stuff. Empty knowledge, empty intelligence without quality of character cultivation is a nightmare. I mean, that's, think of the worst things out there, and you can probably trace it back to that. So I won't go down that rabbit hole because I just did two nights ago, but they would not want to be like, yeah, peasants, go back to sleep and enjoy your poison, somatic, whatever the hell you call life. And we are just going to sit here and keep doing what it is that we're doing, which is not anything good, right? Like, we should not even be having to be in a situation to be like, release the names of the people on the Epstein client list. And then our government's like, no, basically. You know, it's very giving Pfizer data leaks. You know how they said they were gonna just gradually leak the data over 75 years, and then people made a big fuss about it, and then they did multiple data dumps, and most people did not even look at it, but there was all these conditions to it, was nuts. And this feels very similar, and really anything that's been disclosed is what we have already known for at least 5 years, at least. So we're not even gonna go there on this topic. I don't feel like being highly disturbed or worked up. But who really owns who if this is the case? Who? Because we have people who have a serious addiction. If you are like me and a former addict and alcoholic, right? I've been in recovery 15 years, so I know very much what it is like to be a complete slave to an addiction. I'm a former heroin addict, and that is a fucking gnarly drug to get off of. So I know very much what it is to be a junkie. Very, very well. And it does kind of feel like demonic possession, to be honest. And I say that as somebody who is not affiliated with organized religion, mainstream religion as it is today. So that's not how I mean it, but I also do mean it. But that's what it feels like. Honestly, you have no control over yourself. None. It's like you're just watching. But you know, we have these vampiric junkies that we have elected to be daddy gov. But they're dependent on having power over masses, and who are the power has to be given. You can't really take it. Like, and we do give it. Because we consent to all of these systems every single day just by the fact that we don't resist. That alone is consent. It is. It's also consent to show up and put all your life force into it every single day. It's also consent to vote. It's consent to, well, it's consent to just keep going along. After, you know, atrocity after atrocity after atrocity, this has been going on longer than I've been alive. We all know we don't need it more in our head, right? We know so well that we've become numb to it. That's how well we know. And yet we don't do anything because we're too busy chasing rabbit holes, shiny carrots, vice, whatever. But these people are dependent on us giving up our power. So they're dependent on constantly engaging in a play. And so are we, strangely. And we have this thing of they own everything, they own us, da, 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 da. What? And I was like, do they? Do they? Because if we didn't give them our consent, and everything operates off of consent, the economy operates off of consent, the greatest capital is human life force, human energy, and your attention and focus. So, who really has the power? Who really owns who? And what are we doing? Because we're part of the play, too. What is it that we're doing? Sitting from the nosebleeds, putting absolute nutjob psychopaths in positions of power. Which means we don't want to take the responsibility or deal with it. So we'll just let whoever panders and grifts the most do it. So we don't have to. And then for another 4 year cycle, if you're in the United States, we sit around and yell at each other. And it's just as much a play for us as it is for them, right? Like they keep doing this dance and we keep doing the dance with them, but we're also doing the dance amongst ourselves. Like we're yelling, we're talking about it. Like right now, people are upset. Some people are very happy. You know, it's a fucking seesaw and it changes all the time, but it's still this might make sense to some people and it might not make any fucking sense at all to most of you. I have no idea. I just read that line and I'm like, oh yeah, big reminder that the people that we think just know all the things and are somehow qualified to do fucking anything or are just hiding all these secrets of whatever the hell, we could not have more out of touch, disconnected people from the supreme reality possible. And do you want to know another thing is that we all have the ability to get in touch with that. All of us, we have the ability to get there. That's an inside job. Your spiritual development is akin to 9/11 in that sense. It is an inside job, my friend, 100%. Let me read one other thing, because this does matter. So this is some commentary when he's talking about spiritual initiates, right? And so I'm not going to get into, you know, into this. It's not what this is about tonight, but something he says, and this is about free will. Whenever the initiate leaves his enclosed spiritual sphere and steps forth before the world, he must immediately take a third law into account, and it is this: adapt each one of your actions and frame each one of your words in such a way that you infringe upon no one's will. That's a law. That's a spiritual law. And people do abide by that. They even essentially got 12-step programs to teach you the fucking fundamental ABCs of that. It's called Al-Anon. But do not infringe upon the free will of somebody else. Natural law teaches this too. You don't have to be part of a mystery school. It's not a mystery that it's, if you respect sovereignty, respect sovereignty. Let other people choose the experience they would like to have, even if you think you know better. Who are you? Because we're all here in this part of the play at the exact same time, too. I don't have answers, but these are things that I think can be helpful to consider. Is who really owns who? Nobody? Is this whole thing just a self-fulfilling cycle? Because we keep choosing to show up in these same unconscious ways? Or is the power really very much in our hands, and could literally every single thing that we humans grieve over, complain over, fight over, lose hope over, be completely eradicated if we all went within, shedded all the layers of bullshit so we could get some clarity, united, and actively chose with our God-given sovereignty the lives that we wanted to live and took full responsibility? Just a thought. I hope you're having a beautiful night wherever you are in the world. And to everybody who has shared Algorithm Ghetto, the music video, and the newly released Algorithm Ghetto Subversion Remix music video, thank you for getting that out. Thank you for circulating that message, because without you, it would not. If you're listening to this on an audio platform, I might share a little bit of the audio, but my name is Testimona. I am a musician, poet, singer, writer. You can find me anywhere under that name. Algorithm Ghetto, the original version, is out on all platforms, as is Algorithm Ghetto Subversion Remix, both of which are calls to exit the technocratic dystopia and return back to the real world. So, love you guys, and the next time you see me on video, I will have a different background. Bye.
to hate your family and friends? Did your TV make you sell your soul to fight for them?